And Lena, you give the voice of Roger Rabbit.
Right.
Okay. Oh, how about this? You want to get really freaked out? Do this. Okay. I want you to role play here for a second. Can you?
Yeah.
All right. You're going to play Luna for a second. All right. Do the sexiest Luna voice from Turtlehead. Remember, this guy's a freak.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got Turtlehead voice, because it's AI that you can do whatever you want, or Jessica Rabbit. Dan Maynard's got that one right now. You know what? I'm sorry, but there's something every guy takes away from Jessica Rabbit. And
yeah,
she's a cartoon, but you're like, damn. You know what?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So be Luna and say something sexy from Turtlehead. Do it. Come on.
I can't do that.
This has never been done. This is radio history.
Radio history.
Yes. Mitch McConnell in a sexy voice, an AI sex doll. And what's... Hello, Audrey. Okay, so Mitch McConnell. Okay, this is where we're going. Turtlehead.
All right.
It's, he's the AI voice for the new sex robot. Okay, so...
I'm going to lay down for me, big boy.
All right,
oh,
okay.
Mickey, Mickey's in the house.
No, do another one. Okay. I can't do that. I'm going to lay down for you, big boy. Something sexy. Come on.
All right. Something sexy. Okay. Hey, how do you like Kentucky? You like chicken, you like your chicken bone grease? Or...
What?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Show went wrong.
Somewhere we took a wrong turn.
Wrong turn. Quiet.
How do we get AI killer drones, AI sex dolls, a bodybuilder, and Mitch McConnell all in the same? Yeah, I don't know. Okay, say this. Doug Stack says, you want me to butter your biscuit? Can you say that? Yeah, but in McConnell's voice?
You want me to butter your biscuit?
You know what the weird part is? There's probably somebody out there listening today, and they're like, ooh, that's kind of sexy. How do I change the AI, you know?
Right.
You know,
there's probably some sicko out there going, man, I'm going to Kentucky Fried Chicken after the show.
What, do you got a chicken bone stuck in your throat?
Right. Oh, my God. The Missouri air. Oh, you got to love it.
I'm telling you, there is something wrong. But speaking of that, check this out. You know, I have a hard time with my kids playing video games. I know that you have a hard time with your son playing video games.
Yeah, I really blowed up this last week about it.
So did I. I mean, in a fashionable, all-American, awesome way. Like, get off your game or my foot's going to be so far up your arse. You're going to taste my toenail. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I can't complain, though. My boys are out working and stuff, but they just, they play on the, you know, maybe I'm old school. I think if you're on the video game for an hour a day, I think that's way too much. Do you?
Yeah, especially when we're in summertime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, in the winter, I can understand that with snow on the ground and stuff. Other than that, I don't see it.
Website offering Duo $2,000 to play video games for 21 hours. A website is offering to pay a pair of friends $2,000 to spend 21 hours playing video games and report on the experience. What do you think about that?
It's ridiculous, because this is just going to lead to more and more kids.
Oh, you can make money with it.
Yeah, I've already heard that, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my son said it.
Yeah, well, because the top 1% of 1% of 1%.
Yeah.
You know, make money playing video games.
I could make money playing Call of Duty, Dad.
On Twitch. No.
You're going to go get a freaking job.
Yeah, and a skill.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've already had this little talk with him.
Mandy says, I play to be paid. Yeah, well, it's that way, but I'll tell you, I am done with video games.
I think it's sort of like the, I don't want to compare it, but it's kind of like the sex robots. It's a distraction. They're trying to dehumanize kids. The video game dehumanizes.
Well, you're absolutely right. In Japan, they actually teach classes. Maybe that's what I need to do here. How do you like go meet girls?
Yeah.
How to talk to girls? I mean,
how to be a human being.
You don't know how to talk to girls? Why? Well, I've been playing Call of Duty for the last 4 years.
That's stuck in video game land.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you got to get out of that. That's what I thought.
Well, in Japan, it's actually a serious problem. Birth rates are really, really down in Japan.
Yeah.
Because kids aren't having sex because they would rather play video games at 20, 21, 22 years old than engage the opposite sex. What is wrong with people?
We have got a generation of cuckolds.
Okay, 17, moving forward. What was your number one goal in life?
Get a girl.
Well, to get not get a just job. A girl, to get awesome get a girl, job. Get a job.
Had the, which I already had.
Right.
I'd worked since I was 11 anyway. Worked on farm. I was a farmhand from 11 years old all the way up through 17. And I still, when I was 17, and I got my car, I was able to work and bus tables at two different places.
Right.
Perkins Restaurant.
Right.
And Pizza Hut. I bus tables while I was looking at the chicks.
Music, swimming, and then I fun, was also cars, work, chase and tail.
Because you know why? The chicks love a worker.
Oh, they love a worker, and they love a man's man.
And they love a humorous.
Not an arsehole.
That's right.
But they love a man's love man. A man. You know what that's I mean? Right. Well, this is what I learned. Don't chase women. You let's just go live your life, and pretty soon what you start finding out is they're coming behind you. They're chasing you. They're, you know what? They're going to find you. They're
oh, yeah.
They're like the AI drones, okay? They're coming to get you.
Oh, yeah. You know they're the real AI.
Yeah, you know, unless it's like hot for teacher thing. Yeah. And
they got their A, as the Canadians say, they really got the real AI, the women. Right. AI.
Right, yeah. A?
They got their I.
Is that AI. The way that it is, eh?
AI on you.
Dan says, we could really clean up with a socially dysfunctional beta males. Truth.
Bam.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm tired of baiting us.
Well, here's the problem.
That's my word of the day.
A lot of times, parents have became, and I've even been guilty of this.
Yeah.
Where the video game becomes the babysitter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's a lot of the parents' fault. And then you hear this from the kids. Well, I can do it because I want to.
Yep.
Oh, really? Really? Did you just really say that to me?
I know.
And then you hear something like, why would you do that? Well, you just said that.
Well, I didn't want to have to pull out the hammer, but hey, that's the way it is, man.
No, it is what it is. Thank you, Sean. Great show. Remember this. So we were trying to do some things, and those things haven't worked out for whatever reason.
Right.
I guess it's the wrong content. It's not what people are looking for.
Right.
I'm talking about, we're talking about Mitch McConnell. We're talking about AI robots or
we're not
drones.
Allowed to tell jokes and all that.
Well, yeah, it can't
well,
be
guess
funny.
What? I'm going to tell one right now before we end our show.
All right. Tell
Did
it.
You, Hans,
bring it. Wait.
Are you ready? You're bringing it in. Anyway, I love it.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right. Did you hear about the mathematician, Hans? Who's afraid of a negative number?
No.
He'll stop at nothing to avoid them, just like these cuckolds today. I added that part on. But anyway.
Obviously, they haven't met Chuck Norris, the only man in the world that can divide by zero.
That's right.
You know what I mean? You have a problem like that, just send it to old Mr. Norris, 81 years old, by the way.
If you got a problem, yo, Chucky can solve it. Check out the hook.
Because
Chucky revolves it.
Well, Norris can revolve it. That was the most terrible rap song impersonation that I've ever seen.
It was.
But
it was
you know
terrible.
What? You made up for it with the McConnell sexy talk.
Oh, thank you, Hank.
We should do that. You know what? That's what we need to do. We need to start putting some memes together that have sound with McConnell talking sexy.
Oh,
Who'd be worse than McConnell talking sexy?
I know. Maybe we can get Mitch to do that.
Well, maybe we can. You know, we'll talk about it with him. But remember this very shortly. We've been promising this club for a long time.
Right.
And somebody dropped their balls. I mean, dropped the ball.
Right.
And so we got to do it on our own. So it's probably going to be Patreon.
Yeah.
You're going to call into a couple places that you're not coming into work, even though you don't work there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe some drive-through stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, these people don't know what we're talking about. We're talking about funny.
Funny stuff.
Maybe a 10-minute stand-up skit routine.
Possible.
Maybe, you know.
Anything's possible.
And how about this? Maybe, hello, Susie Q. Maybe this. Is there something in the air about doing live shows in front of live audiences in a live theater in Branson?
We're working on it.
Who knows? It's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. But remember, new time, 10 o'clock Central. It's because there's so many people that don't want to get out of bed.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we're accommodating them.
Yes.
MorningCrankers.com. We'll be finished soon. Watch out for the Patreon. Get your butts over to Sounder.fm and YouTube, especially for this show.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. You have a wonderful, lovely. Wait. I didn't even do this, but I should have done it.
What did you
do? It's World Reef Awareness Day. I happen to like ocean reefs. Take care of the ocean. Don't throw That's your crap
right.
in there.
That's right.
National Olive Day.
Yep.
National Heimlich Maneuver Day. Learn it. Yep. It can save lives. National Go Barefoot Day. It's good for your soul, and it's good for your physical body, actually. Yeah. National Nail Polish Day. National Say Something Nice Day.
Right.
I love that hat on you, sir. National Pen Pal Day. People don't even know how to write in cursive anymore. And National Hazelnut Cake Day.
Yep.
Just not feeling it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, anyways.
And remember, kids, to keep your soy boys spayed and neutered.
Soy boys spayed and neutered.
This has been Morning Crankers.
We love you.
Love you guys.